India does not find a spot in World Cup football. But the joke is, in Kolkata, we also have two teams playing in the World Cup. Neighborhoods are festooned with Brazil and Argentina flags, strung across narrow alleyways and over busy markets. These two remain by far the city favorites, though both have exited this World Cup. At my local market, an Argentina goal sets off lusty cheers among the fishmongers watching the match, ignoring the piles of silvery fish and baskets of squawking chickens around them. Brazil and Argentina go way back here. When Pele played in the muddy fields of Kolkata in 1977, millions were glued to the commentary on scratchy black and white televisions. Since then, Lionel Messi and Diego Maradona have both come to Kolkata to ecstatic receptions with song and dance. Maradona's World Cup commentary runs in a local Bengali daily, announces a billboard proudly. But this year, there's an added strange tug of nostalgia. The World Cup is in Russia. Kolkata is a city that lived under communist rule for 34 years. The communists here outlasted the collapse of the Soviet Union. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Once the communist leaders of Bengal commemorated Lenin's centenary for an entire week and decreed that bustling Dharmatala Street with its trundling trams and crumbling mansions would become Lenin Sharoni or Lenin Avenue. Lenin still stands there in a billowing overcoat, while Leninopad or Lenin Fall became a real word for toppled Lenin statues around the world. In Kolkata, he still stands tall. Strangely, we did not think it odd that a dead Russian still walked among us, that his picture, often in three-quarter profile in revolutionary red, black and white, popped up on posters exhorting us to march to the local brigade parade ground. Those were turbulent, bloody times. The Communist Party in India had many wings, many fighting each other, some with guns and knives. The writer Shubimol Misra wrote a biting satire about an evening in 1972, when two stray bulls landed up near Lenin Avenue, butting each other, causing pandemonium. Chased by gun-toting politicians and police who warned that bulls were really communist extremists, the terrified animals ran into a nearby movie theater where a packed house was watching the leftist art film Calcutta 71 about the starving everyman and a history of oppression and deprivation. Finally, the bulls were killed, their blood staining the ground just a few feet from Lenin's statue. But for most of us, Lenin's bounty was not revolution, but books. Russian books were plentiful, colorful, and dirt cheap, thanks to a Soviet propaganda brainwave to catch him young. In the book, the namesake Jhumpa Lahiri writes about her Gogol, that he hates that his name is both absurd and obscure, that it has nothing to do with who he is, that it is neither Indian nor American, but of all things, Russian. But really, for most Bengalis, Gogol is quite Bengali. We still live next door to one. We grew up with Maxim Gorky and Anton Chekhov, fairy tales about Baba Yaga witches in houses with chicken's feet, Yakov Perelman's Physics for Entertainment, and an enthralling book about children who had tiger cubs and foxes as pets in Alma-Ata. There were Russian books from Progress Publishers and Raduga Press translated into Bengali. We did not think it strange that entire shops were devoted to everything Soviet. Later, I discovered horrifying stories of banished writers and massacres and gulags. But growing up, those Russian books were simply part of being Bengali, just like the wooden Matryoshka dolls, one doll fitting into another. Bengali middle-class homes unfailingly had one in the doll cabinet in the living room. Years later, I went to Moscow as a student. People still loved India and its films and stopped to talk to me in Red Square, humming an old Bollywood song.
मेरा जूता है जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिस्तानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी
I tried to send picture postcards home India said the elderly clerk with a big grin She said the stamp was not needed. Oh, that's what I thought. Later, our interpreter said I had misunderstood. The postcards would never reach. But weeks later, they did. Now, Putin's Russia has a far grimmer resonance for many around the world. But as I see cheering football fans and picture postcard views of Russia on TV, I remember my own postcards from Russia with love. And I'm glad that tattered copies of old Russian fairy tales and Lenin statues find refuge here in this city, alongside our great passion for Argentina and Brazil. Lost causes from foreign shows, perhaps, at least for this year, but all fairy tales in their own way, nonetheless. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.